Today I am interviewing my favorite Abby. Abby, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Dad?
I am so awesome. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how Abby came on the scene, if you will. I had your mom on last week. She was funny. We talked about our backgrounds and everything she did, and she told me how she let people know how she raised you guys and how she kept you guys away from certain things. So kind of tell the audience a little bit about what can you tell the audience about Abby? Who is Abby?
Okay, well, currently I am 20 years old. I don't really do much in my day besides this business and just trying to like get my life back to how I want to be. And growing up with my mom and dad was honestly like, I know it's like kind of biased, but they weren't honestly the best parents. They always gave us room to talk to them about whatever we had issues with, and always gave us just like creativity and being able to express ourselves no matter what the way is. For me, how I express myself is through this business and also through baking and cooking and just being like a servant to people and helping wherever I can help.
So let's talk about the cooking aspect. How did you get into cooking, and tell us a little bit about your background as far as cooking goes, so that the audience will know when they see these absolutely delicious dishes you make, where did that come from?
So many people probably think it's my dad that asked me for the cooking, but they would be wrong. My mom mainly taught cooking when I was like maybe 9 or 10. She was like, today you can cook spaghetti for dinner. And I was like, oh, okay, chill. So I helped her make spaghetti. And then since then, I've just loved cooking. I cook all the time. I love trying out new recipes, and I kind of hate following recipes unless I don't know how to do it. It's a complicated dish. But if I already know it, I don't want to know how to do it or how to like make it exact the way somebody else did. I want to add my own little twist or adding ingredients or taking away ingredients to make it my own dish.
So we know that mom is makes the best enchiladas in the world. That girl know how to tone it down. Tell me, or tell the audience, how do you like her? What do you rate them as? And how was it growing up and knowing that she had that side of her?
My mom, enchiladas, in the Williams household, they were coveted, okay? You would claim how many you wanted, and if any of the siblings ate those enchiladas the next day, it would be hell in the Williams household. We would be so annoyed and so aggravated that it would be like a whole argument in of itself. So growing up, knowing my mom could cook like that was honestly such like an inspiration to me, because she would hold a full-time job, come home, help us do our homework, help clean the house up, and then make us a dinner and make us go to bed on time. Like, 5 kids, that's so not an easy thing to do. And having the ability to make a good, wholesome meal for the family was just like, I want that one day.
You know, yeah, your mom worked, and she came home, and she cooked, and I there's a saying in the Bible that he that finds good wife finds a good thing, and I surely found that about your mom. Just awesome. So the other thing I want to know is, tell the audience about how you actually came in. There's a little bit of a testimony. It's really powerful. You know, Abby has a tremendous creativity side. If I tell her to do something, as far as this company goes, she does it. And this girl have no background. She have not been trained. She never went to school for it. And she will research it and just say, I've never heard her say, I can't do that. She always said, okay, I'll do it. And that confidence that she has. And then she does it, and I'll be like, okay. So I call her my Swiss Army knife, because she like every little thing she does, somehow she knows how to do it. So tell them, how did you come into play as far as the business go?
As far as the business, so when I was like 10, 11, 12, I was just going through like a dark time. And thankfully, we made it out of it good. And it like, one, it did bring me close to my family. And we at the time, we were already going through stuff, but it just brought me even more close on to my parents and my sisters. And two, it definitely brought me closer to God. Like, through it all, like, during the dark time, obviously felt like I was just me by myself. But at the end of it, well, towards more at the end of it at least, my dad reminded me that God is always with me and he is always by me. Even when I don't see him or if I don't feel him, he's always right next to me. So that kind of helped me grow more into my, like, walk with God. And, like, 10 to 12 is kind of a young age, but also how we grew up, God was always in our family, in our life, and in our, you know, atmosphere all the time. So in that, when I was about 13, 14, I think, maybe a bit older than that, we went on this trip to, like, Illinois for a church thing. And during that, my dad was like, well, let me sell barbecue sauce to help pay for you guys and for other kids to go to this church thing, because a lot of money for it. So we did that, and I'm always helping our parents in any way I can find. So through that, I was like, you know what? Let me help you do this, because I want to be involved. I want to be involved in everything. Let me help you figure out how to make the barbecue sauce, Dad, how to bottle it, and make the labels with that. So since the beginning, I've always been like the one to, we've helped make the labels, I've helped the making the sauce, I've helped bottle the sauce, picking up the bottles, going to the store for everything. I've always been there for that. And so when he decided, you know what, I'm not doing sauce, we're going to do seasoning, I was like, you know what, yes, let's do seasoning. So I've adopted this company as my baby, and I put all my time and effort into this. And it's just something I'm really passionate about. If anybody ever asked me, oh, what did you do this weekend? I'm like, oh, I worked on my business. I went to Chaunch, you know, had my family. The three most important things in my life is what I always do every day of my life. Family, church, business.
And that is really how she is. This girl is phenomenal as far as... And you know what? She helps me and your mom out. You help me and your mom out so much. And your creativity side. But you also bossy. That's what they don't know about Abby. Abby is extremely confident and bossy. And I told her, because sometimes we bump heads together, she has an idea and I have an idea. She'll be like, Dad. I'll be like, Abby. And I told her, I said, you know what? You're really bossy. But I would not want to have you any other way. Because I believe in order for you to be successful, you have to be at a place where you stand your ground. And you have to be confident. And she is... Why are you always so bossy? Why are you always so bossy?
It's like I try not to be bossy. I really do try not to be. And it comes off as bossy. But it's like...
Bossy.
I will have a vision in my head of how something's done. And I want them to look, and I have an issue with, like, delegating things, so I'll have, like, 16 things on my plate for, like, an hour and a half, and I'm like, ugh, I need all this stuff done, and then I just won't ask anybody to do it. So I'm like, if they do it, I'll do the way I need to do it, and I need to do it a specific way, I need to look a specific way, so if I ask somebody, hey, can you do this for me, and they don't do the way I do it, I'm just like, why didn't you do that way? My way is good, my way is a perfect system, why wouldn't you do it my way? Annoying. I'm like, why aren't they thinking about what I want it to look like and just putting that down on the paper? You know, it gets me so frustrated. And so me being bossy, me being like, why aren't you understanding what I'm saying to you that I want this to look? Like, you should be able to read my mind,
Abby,
and see a photo,
it's
and understand.
The first time they did it.
Listen, this entire business is my first time doing it. Like, I have had to sit there and Google it, watch a video about it, take notes, you know, take a whole course through this stuff by myself and try to figure out how do you do marketing. I don't know how to do marketing, okay? I'm just a 20-year-old girl trying to make a business.
Listen.
I don't know. I'm still learning.
Your siblings are having a hard time.
Listen, God bless my siblings. What they do for me. I love them so much. They are my entire life. But oh my Lord, I just wish they could memorize and understand what I am talking about. And then just put it down for me.
You
it
see,
would help me out so much, you guys. I don't think you guys understand.
Abby is my middle. Well, with the girls, she is the middle one. So I have Kiera, who is the oldest. I have Abby, and I have a Soraya, who's 13. And Abby is like taking Soraya under her wing and showing her how to set up the lights, how to set up the camera, how to set up the mic. Right now, she's showing my wife how to set up the little PA system. So she's like doing all this stuff, and I'm looking at her like, okay, this girl is going to give all of us a headache.
Listen,
her mind frame is like 10 years ahead of everybody else's, And I get, okay, when God speaks to me, the Lord would speak to me and say, okay, Gideon. Like, I was going to Abby, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to do a podcast. So I'm working out. And I call Abby and say, Abby, come here for a minute. She comes, my dad, you know. I said, the Lord told me he wanted me to do a podcast. And she didn't say no. She didn't say nothing. She was like, okay, let's do it. Walk out. And I'm like, hello? What do you mean, okay? She's just like, okay, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And that's how she is. She is a make it happen person. But you know what she failed to understand? Not everybody like her.
Right. Okay. Soraya is my baby, honestly. Even though we're like 7, 8 years apart, she is literally my child. I take care of her all the time. She's always with me, my right girl. If I'm in a storm, Soraya will be chasing behind me. Or in front of me, okay? She's always with me. If I'm cooking, cleaning, doing whatever I'm going to do, she's right next to me. So I know that when I have to do more things as business as we're growing, she's going to be right next to me, handling things that I can't handle at the point. I just know that. Like, she's 13, but she is so creative. Like, okay, I'm creative, okay.
What about
but
Kiera?
She is so creative.
What about Kiera? Kiera is an artist. That girl is so intelligent. So, I mean, you saw that gift box she put mom together. You see the picture she draw. She is an artist. Tell them.
What it's so creative, honestly. Like, it's a whole thing. I do think all my dad's kids are pretty creative. But for us three girls, we grew up being like, oh, we're all the girls. Like, especially me. I'm like, I want to know everything there is to know. I want to know how to do my hair 16,000 different ways. I want to know what fabrics go together, what patterns go together. You know, I don't want to do all that stuff. And Kiera's more of the, like, painting and coloring and drawing part of it. She can do these awesome paintings. We have like a bajillion of them around this house and probably in storage and probably stuck in my car right now. And she'll color and she'll draw and she'll make like crafts. Like 2 years ago, my mom, this box that you took the lid off of it and like a whole bunch of like photos like flapped out and it was so pretty. And I was like, dude, I could not do that. I don't have the patience to be sitting there and put it all back. Like, if I have to put it back in the box, it gets me annoyed because they don't go back in the box the way they need to go back in the box. You know, I can't do that. But Kiera, oh, she could do that, like, so fast, so easy. And Soraya is so creative when it comes to, like, she can make these beautiful drawings of dresses and of houses and of, like, complicated things. Then, like, one day, yeah, what she is going to do is going to be so cool. I can imagine her being a designer for like clothes or designer for houses. An architect, oh, she'd be great. She has the proper grades and everything. She'd be so great doing that. I just want her to be an architect for, you know, us and not for a different company. But
yeah,
that's
really, I'm trying to raise her to realize that isn't the life outside of Chief Fairgrounds. I told my girls, I said, let me tell you guys something. You guys are going to get married, you're going to have your life, you're going to have your minister husband, so be it to God. You're going to have your dream. I'm like, I don't have that. This is my dream. This is my passion. I have no outlet. This is my outlet. This is like my life. And Abby would look at me and be like, no,
he always says that. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Like, this is only mine. Only mine. And I'm like, Dad, nobody's not just yours, okay? God gave me this too. It's also my baby as well. It's not just yours. And he's like, no, Abby, you have an outlet. I'm like, my outlet is this, Dad. This door just opened up to another room of this. Like, it doesn't really change anything. I don't think he understands that still.
I get it now. It just took a few years to drill it inside me because I'm always the one to be like, okay. But, you know, I really enjoy doing this business with you. I really enjoy doing it with Mom. I really enjoy doing it with Soraya and Kia. But particularly, you work so hard in this company. And, you know, you hope by your standards, I'm talking about as a parent, that your children will see the importance of your standards and your conviction. And you hope that one day they'll be able to adopt that. Well, with you, and I'm dealing with you because I'm interviewing you, I'm probably going to be interviewing your sister in a little while. She has such a bubbly personality. You feel those shoes. So kind of tell the audience, how do you feel about G-Flip now in terms of our mission statement? You know, you helped me write it up. Matter of fact, you helped me do a lot of things. It's like, I got the vision, you got the parent. Let's make it happen, baby.
What makes it interesting, honestly, is, we said before, my dad's vision is like, he can think about like things in the future, but his future is limited to that day, that week. Not even a month, just that day, that week, okay? Mine, I'm like, no, 5 years down this line, we need to have a store, okay? We need to be building our clientele. We need to be building on social media to get into that system and get into the store. He's like, that's today, for that. only today, we should that's be building for that. Lot. And I'm like, Dad, but like, also, we do need to walk slowly towards getting this thing we want.
You know what the problem is? The problem is the kids would not know how to stop this mother.
Listen, okay, I can stop this mother. And also been planting some seeds in the back of me, okay? I can get with them that once. I am good at that. No, but this business, honestly, like I said, Oliver, it is my baby. Like, I spend all my free time. I will go to walk an 8-hour shift, come back home, and do, like, a 10-hour shift for this business, along with cleaning, cooking, going to the store, whatever I need to do for, like, our family and the business. Like, it is my baby, okay? And I want to see it succeed. And one of the things that we do say, oh, the biggest statement and before that is we want to use our talents and our blessings and what we have, as little or as big as it may be, to bless other people. And we hope that, like, through our seasonings and through our social media, our podcast, our YouTube, whatever it is and how you're finding us, we hope that you are getting blessed through that. And maybe it's a new recipe that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe it's a blog post talking about our past or our future, what we want to do. Maybe it's an Instagram post being like, we want to hear from you. Whatever it is, we just hope you guys feel like you're a part of our family and our community that we're trying to grow, and that you're blessed by this business, and that you feel like your sense of family is coming back to you.
You know, God is so amazing because when He gave me the vision of the podcast, right after that, you was like, we got to do a blog. And I be honest with you, I don't really know what a blog is.
You're
going to do a blog. I got this vision of the podcast. Somehow or another, the Lord spoke to her to do the blog. And she's like, yeah, we got to do a blog. And I kept, I'm be honest with you, I don't have a clue what a blog is, right? But she broke it down to me so simple that it made me look stupid and old. And you know what? I don't like to look old.
Guys, he's not even old. He's like barely 50. Yeah, he's not even
being around you, man. Super futuristic 2045 woman. She wanna. She saw. No, Dad. Let's not stop there. There's more. Let's just.
Listen, okay. We're trying to get back into being active on all our platforms. Okay, so I was like, if we're gonna do a podcast, Dad, we gotta do a blog also, and we gotta do a vlog. We haven't really done the vlog right now because we're trying to get things started, but the blog is up, and we do have postings on there, and they'll be posting this week. And, like, why not? Try and get people through whatever you can, right? You gotta reach people different ways. Like, I can't reach somebody the exact same way every single time. So if somebody reads a blog, but listens to a podcast, let me write a blog for a minute. I'm a good writer. Let me just da-da-da, and look at that, posted in, like,
yeah,
2 hours.
Yeah, you are a good writer. You definitely are a good writer. You definitely are. So let's get back to the people. Who do you want? What do you want the people to what do you want the people to get out of this?
I want them to get a sense of family. You know, family is such a core value in our family, you know. But, like, especially growing up, you had the dinner table by 7 p.m. You can't be outside playing with your friends. You had to be inside washing your hands, sitting down at 7 p.m., okay? And we'd always have to sit at the table, no electronics, no TV, no radio, talking about whatever we're talking about that day, what we did that day, okay? And it was something that I grew up with, and a lot of my friends didn't grow up with that. I'd be like, oh, like, talking my night, and like, oh, you're with your family? I just, if I'm myself, watch a movie. And I'm like, oh, it sounds kind of lonely, but, you know, go off, I guess. But it's just, like, how it was. So I hope when you buy your seasonings, you're buying it, like, for people and for your friends and your family. Have a dinner party, have anything, you know, but just like share it with others. Even if it means just making a meal and giving it to like a homeless person, they're being blessed by that meal, you know. Or if you're making a meal, making multiple meals and giving it out to schools on whatever it is, do a church fundraiser on, However you're using my seasonings, even if it's just for you, I hope when you eat it, you feel a sense of love and family. And, like, and now it's your turn to spread that love, you know?
So, like a baton, if you will.
Yeah, like a baton. Like, we're passing the baton of, okay, it sounds really cheesy, guys, but, like, we're passing the baton of love and family to you.
No, that don't sound
and
cheesy.
And then you have to do something with that. Are you going to keep it for yourself and only keep it just so you feel good? Or are you going to use it in different ways that you can bless other people? Even just that's blessing awesome. Your boss or your co-worker. You always have people around you, even if it feels like you don't. It just takes, hey, how are you? I'm Addie, whatever your name is, you know. Like, do you want to have dinner together? Do you want to go out to coffee? Do you want to do something? I hope that our brand and our seasonings just help you connect with those around you and look up from your phone every once in a while.
You know, that connection is so important. I'm doing research about how the families have changed from the 1990s to where we are now and how coming together as a family, it boosts both mental health and physical health. And I did not really realize that there was a science behind that. So, you know, you look at how Jesus brought his disciples together and how he fed 5,000 people. He was teaching us something that was so greater, or I should say that was an add-on to what he was teaching at that moment.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't get that, how he fed them and how he made sure they had something on their plate. And 5,000 people, he did it more than one time. And you look at that, wow, God cares that much. So food is a way of ministry to us. It's definitely a way of ministry for our company. So tell them something about Abby that is interesting. Tell them something about you that is very interesting. So every time they see your face, they will get a sense of who you are.
Something about me. I mean, I feel like I lead a pretty boring life. I told my friend that today and she was like, Abby, no you don't. And I was like, God, yes I do. I don't do much of any kind of business. But, like, I don't know. I can pick up things fast, I guess. I don't know if that's, like, a really fun fact or not. But if I want to learn how to, like, make a flower out of clay, I'll just look up a little video. It's done in, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Look at me go, guys. Look at me go. But other than that, I just don't do anything throughout my day. Like, I work out, pick up my sister from school, go to work, go work at this business, you know, package an order probably, and then that's it, and I go to bed. It seems really boring that I say that loud. It should be more exciting.
No, that gave me a headache. So,
you know what? You're always busy. Here's a fun fact about my dad, okay?
Okay.
Every single time.
Here we go.
He is so protective of me, and over us going to this family, we cannot go down the street to get the gas. But then he's like, take somebody with you. Brother, it is 12, it is noon right now, okay? Nobody's out and about. And you want me to get Soraya, take her down the gas station, have gas in my car? Okay.
Yeah, you have to watch. Well, you know what? I think that if more parents was to really care enough, or I should say, We live in a different world these days. Just keep it rough a minute. We live in an extremely different world where, you know, I can't protect my kids from everything, but just like giving them a sense of maybe I should have that extra protection by having somebody there. And I do agree that when you look at if you by yourself, or if you have more than one person with you, you're less likely for anybody to kind of mess with you because there's always somebody that's going to go back and help you out, you know. So I kind of let them be aware of, hey, you got family for a reason. You know, if you're going to go do something, you know, it's best to just take somebody with you. And so she's right. I'm very protective of my family. I use the common sense that I believe today's generation has forgotten. Better said, I think, wow, I just said that. I use the common sense that I think some people in this generation have seriously forgotten. It's just common sense. And you just got to get back. And so now it's like things like that, people think, oh, you have to trust them more. You have to. And yeah, you trust, and that is so hard, but you also use common sense. And so I push that on my children. Hey, just be more careful than normal because we live in a generation where you have to. You know, we live in a time that you have to. And so now that we have Jesus Flavor House, and now that we are beginning to be more established, what do you want the audience to get really from the product in the future? Where do you see us going in the future?
Like I said, I have a whole 5-year plan, you guys. I won't share all the 5-year plan with you, but, okay, where I want us to be by the end of that 5 years is starting to get in the process of opening up a store. I feel like a store would also help emphasize, like, how we want you to be a family and how you want you guys to have a community with us. Because you can come in and actually see us, you know, instead of being just online. But I just hope that, like, we take this time we have to, one, yeah, you know, smell the roses, okay, Sean, but also to plant seeds in people so that they can love our company and love who we are and love what we stand for, you know. Christianity nowadays, it's there, but also it's kind of rare to find somebody who loves God as much as I do, which is kind of sometimes messed up because I, you know, you're Christian, but I want them to feel God's love through our company and through our seasonings. I want them, when they taste it, to feel like God is with them with whatever they're going through, you know? Because you don't have good days all the time. I don't have good days all the time. Sometimes I get so overwhelmed by my day that I'll just, like, start crying. For no reason, actually. It was like pulling on my brain. I was like, Dad, I can't, Daddy. I'm like, crying. Can you hear this? He's like, well, you didn't calm down. Go drink some coffee. Like, chill out. Oh, my God. But I hope when you eat our food after that tough day and you eat our seasoning, that you feel like, you know what? At least I'm home. At least I'm sitting here eating my food. At least I have a roof over my head. You know?
Yes. That's
whatever it is. I hope you just feel that with our company. Like, at least the people are praying for me. You know? Because we do pray for you guys. And we really just hope that when we package up your order, we are praying, God, I hope this blesses somebody. I hope that they feel you through this. I hope that they are just enamored by your love through this product, through our business. That's one of the things we really stand for, is God above all else, which is what the G stands for. God above all else, you know? So, yeah.
You know, there's a part of scripture that the Lord said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I think that is a tremendous passion that I feel that God is leading us to, is to love your neighbor. And, you know, God gives talents, you know, and he wants you to do something with that talent. And I believe this is a talent that God has given us. We have to be able to bring family back to the table. We live in a generation where kids don't know who they are anymore. And they've been taught all these strange things. And they kind of lost their sense of who they are. It is up to the parents to install core values in our children. We have to install a sense of self-pride, knowing that, you know, you are beautiful as you are. As God didn't make no mistake with you when you look in the mirror, you are what God made you. And yet there are problems, and yet there are some insecurities, and yet we all go through that because we're human. But at the end of the day, God don't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So you have to teach that to your children, because they live in a society where the average person don't even know who they are. They're walking around with so much things going through their mind and trying to figure out who they are. My identity is found in Christ. And I tell people that all the time, that your identity has to be found in Christ, because even when I'm uncertainty of my valueship, I could turn to the scriptures that said you are highly loved, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And those scriptures inspire you to look at yourself in a different way. When you feel insecure, you have people around you who would encourage you to feel that you're not by yourself, you're not alone, you're beautiful as you are. So I want you to kind of tap on to what brought you out of where you was at, and how do you feel about yourself now?
So one thing about out of the way I was at was, once again, when I was there, I was at a young age, I think, but I just didn't feel whole. I felt like something was missing in my life and just in me. And for a child, you know, a 10, 12-year-old, that's scary to feel, you know? I'm like, why does it feel like I'm missing, like, in me right now? And when I finally told my dad, you know, another thing is, a really important conversation to have with parents has always been around the dinner table, you know? So maybe I'll spend the entire day, like, worrying about it. But I know when I get to that table, my parents will listen to me no matter what I say to them, without judging me, without yelling at me, without anything. They'll fully listen to me out if they'll say anything to me, you know? So when I did tell my dad, it was around the table. And he told me that, you know what, Addy? God is always with us. And he's always with me. And I can always find no matter what I'm doing. And I was like, well, how? Like, I don't understand. And, okay, it's so crazy, but, like, it's just one of the ways that I see God, I think, is he showed me how on the wall the sun was shining through. And, like, we had this weird telephone pole at the time in, like, our yard. On the top of it was, I think it was, like, a screw or something. I don't know what it was, honestly. But the way the shadows made it look like, it was a cross on the wall. And he's like, see this cross on the wall? That's how you know God's with you. And that just, like, really just kind of, like, blew my little child mind. And I'm like, oh, he is with me. You know, also, kind of scary, too. Because, like, you ever feel that chill? You're like, oh, okay, God. Okay. Like, you don't know what it is. Like, we're human. We just don't understand that. But you know that he's with you, you know? So then, since then, I was like, well, my parents have always given their kids a choice about what they want to do with their life. And if they want to serve God or not. They don't force us to serve God. But they do say, if you're going to be in this household, you do need to be in charge. You're not going to praise God, but you'll be in charge. So, like, I always knew that, but I make the decision for myself. You know what? I want to serve God. I want to. And I did get baptized, like, 5 years old with my pastor's kid, and I love Hannah so much. But that was, like, one of the many things that we had together was we got baptized the same age, the same baptismal pit in the same day. Like, it was, like, 10 minutes before we got baptized. And I still have, like, pictures of it, and it's so cute. We had, like, 2 little children, 5 years old, and we're just, like, crying and praising God, and we're just, like, trying to, like, you know, reach God, their own little child innocence. And as you get older living in church, it is difficult to continue wanting to be in church, but once you reach an age where you can make a decision for yourself, it really is another level of feeling His love, you know? And I made that choice for myself when I was, like, once again, like, 10 or 12, but probably more so, probably about 13, 14. And I just remember one day, I was just crying at the altar. I was just, like, sobbing my heart out about something that, like, just felt wrong to me. And it wasn't, like, a feeling of, like, oh, I missed something. It was more of, like, my feelings to somebody else, you know? And I never want to feel like that again, where I feel like, oh, I'm holding so much resentment and anger towards them, you know? I just want to feel like, you know what? God has them. God has me. In my feelings to them. And the preaching of that, it was at this ladies' conference, and the preaching was, you know what? You're not forgiving them to forgive them. You're forgiving them so that you know what? I forgive them for what they've done to me. And that just, like, kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh, I'm not forgiving them because it's the right thing to do. I'm forgiving them because I deserve to have forgiveness for them for what they did to me. I need to have that freedom of, hey, they might have done wrong to me, but it doesn't define who I am. It doesn't define my walk with God. And I shouldn't be holding that anger in my heart for them. Because what is the point? It's only going to hold me back from talking to God, right? So I repented that day about it. And I prayed, God, you know, take this anger from me. And He did. He did take the anger from me. The next week, Pastor Rod talked about it. And I got such, like, a revelation about it. I was like, yes, like, this is what you're trying to say to me. Like, I thank you for telling me this. And then since then, I don't, like, I try my best to live for God. I try my best to be faithful, to read my Bible, into studying stuff, into understanding what I'm reading and what I'm talking about. I have, like, 4 different Bibles. They're not even all the same ones. I'm, like, over here, like, cross-referencing to make sure they all say the same thing. You know, like, all of them have so many, like, highlighted sections, like, little notes in the corners. And, like, last year I had to buy a new Bible because the one I studied with, like, the margins are just too small. I couldn't write my notes in it, and I was like, ugh, this is so aggravating. And so I bought a new one that has a wide margin now. I love it so much. I use it all the time. It has so many tabs and sticky notes and highlighted things and underlined things and little notes on the side about if it's a preaching that day or if it's just me rehearsing what I'm talking about. It has so much, like, things in it that when I look at it, I'm like, you know what? I love well-used Bibles that show that you do have a walk with God. And it shows my journey in my adulthood with God and how He has talked to me through many, 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 many different things. thinking about this business, about my personal life, about what I want in life, but how he wants me, what he wants me to do, you know? Because that's also the difficult is when you're growing up with God, you always cheer on, yeah, like, God makes the plans, you follow them. But it's difficult in your brain to be like, let me follow what he's saying to me. I have things I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And God's like, you're not doing that, girl. Be self real. You're not doing that, okay? You're going to do this instead. Like, I want to go to culinary college. And God's like, nope, not happening. You're going to stay home. And I was like, okay, God. Okay, thank you. But it's just like it happened, and you don't realize that the blessing in it until you get that blessing.
Amen.
You know? But yeah.
Amen. I think that is tremendously good. The journey that we have to go on, that God called us to. Sometimes that you have to like be like Abraham. He just said, hey, get up. I got something I want you to be at. And Abraham didn't even know who God was, but he took that leap of faith. And now he is called the father of faith because he has so much faith in what God was able to do, even though he didn't ever see him at the time that he got called. And here's the deal. Okay, so we arrived, and there's, you know, Abby has a tremendous testimony. She kind of gave a lot about what she loved to do, how she felt about the Lord. She said that we didn't really make them believe in God. You can't make nobody believe. You know, believe is a choice. Faith is a choice. You can present them with a choice, but you cannot make them believe. And I did never believe in making them believe. I believe that presented them with so much evidence that they have no choice but to believe. And that's what we have to do, have to witness. Our job not to make people believe. You can't make anybody do anything. But if you present the gospel the right way, then you can win their hearts over. Because then they begin to see that what you see. And one thing that Abby did, she comes to church, she has her Bible. One day I just got my stuff and I got in my car, and she drove her car, and we went to church. I was sitting there, and I looked across, because she's sitting next to me. I looked across and I see you with your Bible open, your highlighter, your thing, and you're listening. And I got so convicted. Like, I'm supposed to be the dad. What example am I showing? I don't have my big, huge Bible that I normally bring. But you know what? I also was like, oh, that is so sweet how she loved your word that much and how when she come to church. You know, I have this thing where I tell my kids, don't bring your cell phone to church. Leave them at home. Because I truly believe that is a place where you go, you hear God. You do not need to be distracted with cell phones. So just come to church, pay attention. You're only there 5 hours, 2 hours at most. Then go do whatever you do. But when you're in the house of God, leave your cell phones in the car where they belong. And Abby and the rest of my kids, they know that. They try to. I guess for a few times they needed it. Like my daughter, she's in the music ministry, so she needed her cell phone for that purpose. So I let her do it, obviously. But for the most part, even as adults, I try to leave my phone in my car when I come to church. I'm like, no, I'm going to leave it in the car. Whoever needs to contact me afterward. But this is the Lord's time, and I need to listen. And I need to set an example of this is what we do. So two things we do on our podcast. We talk about what you love to cook, and then we pray afterwards. I'm going to have Abby tell you what she loves to cook, and then we're going to close this up with Abby praying. Abby, what is your favorite meal you love to cook?
You guys, I have so many favorite meals I like to cook. I cook a lot of things. I bake a lot of things. I love baking.
I love the cinnamon rolls.
The cinnamon rolls are good. Awesome! I have cinnamon recipe and biscuit recipe.
I love the biscuits.
Hot, you guys. Okay, I can make them.
You don't have to make me some biscuits today.
Yeah, well, that's not happening. Anyway, but like it's just like I know them like by heart. I have like a little notebook, write them my recipes in. They're like the staple in there, dude. They're gonna be there for my life. But when I like to cook, I don't know. I cook so much. Like it's just like anything that gives me a little bit of a challenge. I like to cook. I do get frustrated sometimes, but I love cooking anything with a challenge. If it's something new, let me learn how to cook it. Like I will cook it. Like I'll try the best way I can cook it, okay? I love making soups. Soups are so much fun. Soups and chowders.
I love the chowder.
So much fun. Okay, because I can sit there and chop up the little veggies and make a little roux and make it like taste the way I want to taste. Chilies, oh. I'll make a chili so fast, you guys. I love chili.
We're going to have that today.
I love chili. Stuffed shells. My dad makes the best stuffed shells. Yeah. I've been trying to have them for 2 years, and he refuses to make them. He's like, I don't like them. I'm like, I love them. Like, make them for me. Hello? But honestly, yeah. Anything with a challenge, I'll love to cook.
Well, we have had a very awesome time talking to you, Abby. I hope you guys have learned something from her testimony. I hope you guys are blessed by it. You're going to hear from her a whole lot. She's going to be hosting her doing this podcast, maybe interviewing somebody. I'm going to try to get her to do that a few times a week, you know, a few times a month, so that she can get comfortable with interviewing people, some people from our church, maybe a friend or two. So you know that I'm going to put you on the spot, right? You know you're going to be hosting this one of these days. You're going to be
having
to host
it. Guys, one of my dad's favorite pastimes is making me be in the spotlight. I had some severe social anxiety as a kid. He does not care.
No.
He's like, you know what? If you want to run this business, you need to be the face of this business. And every so often I get that talk.
She don't get it.
You need to be talking.
She don't see the vision.
The vision.
Like,
I
want to
be the vision. She's like, I don't care what you want. You're going to be the vision today, aren't you? It's so aggravating.
Well, you know what you do with a diamond, Abby. We don't hide it. You bring it out.
Yeah, well, let me be a diamond. In the You can't even say nothing.
You just can't even say nothing. She didn't realize I just called her a diamond, whatever.
I am a diamond. But this is a diamond in the back. Thank you very much.
No, I don't think so. We like to show you all. Sparkle, baby. Sparkle. Sparkle for Jesus. So, it's only appropriate, Abby, you know what we do? We tell recipes, then we end them in prayer. Will you please pray us out?
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
Okay. Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for everything you have done for us. Lord, thank you for all the honor that you have given us, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for all the ones that will come. I pray, Lord, that our podcast or social media, whatever it is, and how they're reaching us, Lord, I pray they just are blessed by it. And I pray that when they order from us and when they get our seasonings, God, they just feel your love through their cooking. And that they just feel you around them and feel the love and the family of G Flavor House, God. I pray that we continue to put you above all things, Lord.
Amen.
And we continue to give you praise every day of our life. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Well, again, I had such a blast talking to you. You are awesome. I do believe that God has given you this as a platform to minister to people. As we minister to you, and as we come back to G's Table Talk, tell a friend about us. You know, it could be somebody that's going through something and by this message, they're blessed. So tell a friend about us. We would love to hear from us. Abby, tell them how they can reach us.
You can reach us on Instagram, Juice Flavor. I'll also link all of our social medias in the link for you guys in the comments so you guys can see where you can link us and you can find us on. I really hope that you guys reach out to us. If you want to send us a little DM, being like, hey, I like my podcast. Like, I really love this. Give me any hint, guys, please. Give me any hint, helpful tips about how to get our business out there. Because honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not doing it correctly. So if you have any tips for me about how to edit videos or TikToks or...
Or how to deal with her daddy.
Give me some stress for these tips, okay? Thank
you.
And if you
can give me some tips...
Give me some stress relief tips, guys, okay? Help me out how to, like, give my stress I'm having doing this with him. I love my dad, but we conflict on two people. We're the same personality,
yes.
And that doesn't work out for anybody, okay, at all.
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you too, Dad.
Yeah, well, like we always say, at G's Flavor House, we do what, Abby?
We keep it simple, keep it flavorful, keep it G's Flavor House. Bye, guys.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.